sanctions ordered. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has signed an executive order in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's move to recognize separatist regions of Ukraine. The president tweeting a short time ago, "We are continuing to closely consult with allies and partners, including Ukraine, on the next steps."
President Putin made clear that he's not afraid of sanctions and that they will not have a harsh effect on his economy. There was a lot of questions also about the military posture of Russian troops along Ukraine's borders right now. Estimates put the total troop number at more than 190,000 troops.
Fox's Trey Engston, Kyiv. The UN Security Council is set to hold an urgent meeting on the situation in Ukraine in about an hour. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell with praise for the leaders of Ukraine.
We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk agreement and international law.
And Borrell says the EU will act with a strong united front. The CDC is being accused of holding back important data on COVID-19.
Over the course of the pandemic, the CDC has published lots of general information on COVID-19's disproportionate impact on the elderly, on minorities, on people with underlying health conditions. But an article in the Sunday New York Times suggests the agency has yet to release more detailed or granular demographic information that could potentially help state and local health officials better target their efforts to fight the pandemic. According to the Times, the performance of vaccines and boosters, particularly in younger adults, is among the most glaring omissions in data the CDC has made public.
Fox's Jonathan Sari, a spokesman for the CDC, told the Times there's concern that incomplete information might be misinterpreted. An explosion near a gold mining site in the southwestern Burkina Faso has killed at least 59 people and injured at least 100 others. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
England moves to drop its last remaining coronavirus restrictions.
Britain's Prime Minister says from Thursday, people here in England will no longer be required to self-quarantine if they catch the coronavirus.
We will encourage people with COVID-19 symptoms to exercise personal responsibility.
Boris Johnson told Parliament the pandemic is not over, but that vaccines and drugs mean it's time to lift all remaining restrictions.
And Mr. Speaker, it is time that we got our confidence back.
But opposition leader Keir Starmer...
All we've got today is yet more chaos and disarray.
...says Johnson's plan is full of holes. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The family of late Congressman John Lewis has announced a foundation has been established in the name of Lewis and his late wife. The family says the John and Lillian Miles Lewis Foundation will work towards strengthening democracy through civic engagement. The foundation will mark its launch in May with a gala celebration in Washington, D.C. John Lewis would have celebrated his 82nd birthday today. One of the largest wealth managers in the world involved in a scandal after a data leak.
One of Switzerland's largest banks has apparently been allowing thousands of powerful customers to stash billions in questionable funds. This according to a data leak which revealed decades worth of information on more than 30,000 Credit Suisse clients, including corrupt politicians from several countries, suspected war criminals, those involved in drug trafficking, money laundering, human trafficking, and other serious crimes. The bank says it's unable to comment on specific clients, but strongly rejects the allegations, which it calls predominantly historical. The leaked data sent to a German newspaper anonymously. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
1 year after being banned by Twitter, former President Trump is back on social media. His Truth Social app rolled out today from the Apple App Store. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.